Now, Grace is going to read our reading for us. How are we going to do this? Do you want me to hold the microphone and you hold the book? Do you want to come out? If I get down on my knees.
John chapter 20, verses 1 to 18. Early on Sunday morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been taken away from the entrance. She went running to Simon Peter and the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord away from the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." Then Peter and the other disciple went to the tomb. The two of them were running, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and saw the linen wrappings, but he did not go in. Behind him came Simon Peter, and he went straight into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth which had been round Jesus' head. It was not lying with the linen wrappings, but it was rolled up by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in. He saw and believed. They still did not understand the scripture, which said that he must rise from death. Then the disciples went back home. Mary stood crying outside the tomb. While she was still crying, she bent over and looked into the tomb. She saw two angels there dressed in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had been, one at the head and the other at the feet. "Woman, why are you crying?" they asked her. She answered, "They have taken my Lord away, and I do not know where they have put him." Then she turned round and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. "Woman, why are you crying?" Jesus asked her. "Who is it that you are looking for?" She thought he was the gardener, so she said to him, "If you took him away, sir, tell me where you have put him, and I will go and get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned towards him and said in Hebrew, "Rabboni." This means teacher. "Do not hold on to me," Jesus said to her, "because I have not yet gone back up to the Father, but go to my brothers and tell them that I am returning to him, who is my Father and their Father, my God and their God." So Mary Magdalene went and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and related to them all that he had told her.
Well done. You get to a certain age, don't you? And you get down on your knees. I think I've reached it. So I'm going to say some statements, and I want to see whether you know whether they're true or false. Hot water will turn into ice faster than cold water. True or false? Anybody say false? It's true, apparently. The painting of the Mona Lisa has no eyebrows. True or false? No eyebrows. It's true. Apparently, during that period, it was not uncommon for women to shave their eyebrows. Nowadays, they have them tattooed, don't they? Here's a sentence for you. The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog. Does it use all the letters in the English language?
Yes.
It does, yeah. The strongest muscle in the body is the tongue. True or false? It's actually false. Some people say it's true, but it's false. It's probably the most versatile, but it's not the strongest. Although some people use theirs more than others. Is that why you said it was true? Okay. Ants take rest for around 8 minutes in every 12 hours. True or false? So that's a minimum of the rest they get. They can take up to 250 minutes rest in a 12-hour period. You imagine all those people that study that, can you? They probably get some degree or a diploma or even better than that, probably a doctorate. "I am" is the shortest complete sentence in the English language. Yes, it is. When the moon is directly overhead, each one of you weighs slightly less. It's actually true. So if you're going to weigh yourself, wait till the moon's overhead and you'll feel slightly better about yourself. Women blink nearly twice as much as men. True or false? It's actually true. Not all women, but it's actually true because they have smaller tear ducts. Elephants are the only animal that cannot jump. Elephants are the only animal that cannot jump. It's false. They cannot jump, but they're not the only animal that cannot jump. It is impossible to lick your elbow. There's always one or two that want to have a try. It's false. You cannot lick your elbow. It is physically impossible for pigs to look up into the sky. Yeah, well, it's sort of true and false. It's true if they're standing. They can't raise their heads high enough to look up into the sky. But if they're lying down, they could look up into the sky. Rhythm is the longest English word without a vowel. True or false? It's actually true. There are some very old English words that are the same length, I believe, that also don't have a vowel, but in common use. All polar bears are left-handed.
It's got to be false because no one's ever could possibly prove it.
It's false. Butterflies taste with their feet. You're saying true, both of you. Yeah, you know that's true, do you? Yeah, it is true. They taste with their feet. Imagine that. Ooh. Jesus was raised from death to life.
True.
Now, some people argue that that's false, but we know it to be true, and they're. Is some reasons why we believe it to be true. One is we have a number of accounts in our Bible of Jesus rising from the dead and the accounts of the followers and the life of the church afterwards. But there is one thing that's particularly interesting is that it was the women who were the witnesses who went to tell people. And in Jesus' day, when women went to court, they were never believed. Their evidence wasn't good enough. It was only men's evidence that was good enough. So why would the gospel writers write about the women if it wasn't true? It was the women that went to tell the disciples about the risen Christ. What seemed impossible as Jesus' friends watched him die on a cross is now transformed as they see Jesus alive. The impossible happened. And it's strange, isn't it, that Mary went to the tomb with spices to anoint Jesus' body. And she would normally have done that the day after, but because it was the Sabbath, she had to wait. And so she went on the Sunday morning. And it seems strange that she went to anoint the body when she knew the stone was there. And yet the anointing of the body was partly to demonstrate one's love for the one who had died, but it was also to cover up the smell. And yet she went anyhow. She must have felt, even if I can't get in, I'm going to be present as close to him as I possibly can and sit and be quiet. And then, of course, Grace read us the story. In her confusion, she didn't recognize Jesus. She thought he was the gardener. But it was when he mentioned her name, Mary. The risen Lord said, Mary. And instead of being sad, she was full of joy. Instead of being confused about Jesus, she was now full of love for him. Mary was full of hope. The impossible happened on Easter Day. And Jesus calls us all by name. He says the same as he said to Mary. He calls our names. Grace, Joseph, Imogen, Kathy, Jeff, Roz, and the rest of you. And instead of feeling confused about Jesus, we're now full of love for him. Instead of being in despair, we're now full of hope. For through the cross, we have a restored relationship with God. All that was wrong in our lives, all the people of the world had turned away from God. And the cross allows us to be restored to God again and to have a right relationship with him. But to believe it is one thing, but to live it is another. We can believe in our heads that Jesus rose from the dead, but if we believe it in our hearts as well, it means we live for Jesus. Some people even die for Jesus. We love others for Jesus. We work for Jesus. We stand up for justice for Jesus. We tell the truth for him. The resurrection isn't just God's publicity stunt. It's an invitation to you and me to a new way of life. And the great thing is we already know the ending of the story. Because if you go to the end of your Bibles, it talks about heaven and earth being restored, where there'll be no more crying or mourning, and Jesus will once again be on earth. He will return. A renewed heaven and a renewed earth. Let's live in the light of that and see what difference it makes. Amen. Grace, I believe you have some prayers, is that right? Would you like to come and read your prayer now? Shall I do the same with my knobbly knees again? Did you write this all yourself? Yeah, well done.
Dear God, we thank you for Easter, the day when your son Jesus rose from the dead. This day will forever symbolize the time when you granted us new life and a second chance. Thank you for giving up your only son so that our sins can be forgiven. We pray that you will help us to be the best version of ourselves that we can be in our thoughts, words, and actions. Please help the people in Ukraine to find courage and safety within you, and help the Russian leader to understand what its actions are doing. This Easter, we ask all over the world, people will find hope within you. Amen.
It's always lovely when you ask somebody to do the prayers and it ties in perfectly. God is amazing.